Shalom, this is Rabbi Eli Rothberger of Young Israel Pesach Clifton. We are continuing our Daf HaShavua Insights to Daf series. Tonight's shiur is on Maseches Brachos Daf Nun Gimel, or Beis. Actually, the last shiur for the 8th Perek. Mazel Tov to the Chaburim upon finishing the 8th Perek. And the topic for tonight is Me'ori Ha'esh, not all fires are created equal. What we're going to do in tonight's shiur is we're going to discuss the difference between the bracha of Bori Mori Ha'esh that we make on a Motzei Shabbos and the bracha of Bori Mori Ha'esh that we make on Yom Kippur. Both are recited on a Havdalah candle. With both, we take our hands and we move them in front of the fire like we do normally. But because each one has a little bit of a difference, the whole nature of that bracha, even though it's the same, they're actually quite very different. In order to go ahead and just go into this shaila a little bit and to go into this topic, let's look at the Gemara and Psachim, where the first source was brought down to give us the reason why we make a Bori Mori Ha'esh on Motzei Shabbos. And then following the source about Shabbos, we're going to learn about Yom Kippur as well. The Gemara and Psachim Daf Nun Gimel Beis says the following. Amar of Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Ein Mevarchin Ala Ur Ela B'Motzei Shabbos. We only make a bracha on fire on Motzei Shabbos. Why? Hoel Utchilas B'Riyasehu, because that's the time when it was created. So Amar Le'ahusava, the certain elder said to Rav Yehuda, V'Yisema Rabba Barbarchana, Yishar, Yishikoach, you're absolutely right. V'chein Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said the same thing. Ula havi rechiv chamra v'azil. Ula was riding on a donkey and he was going. V'havi shakil v'azil Rabbi Abba miminei. V'rabba bar barchana mismilei. And Rabbi Abba was on his right side. Rabbi barchana was on his left side. Amrali Rabbi Abba l'ula. Vade adem risu mishmeid the Rabbi Yochanan. Certain that you said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Im bevarchan ala or el b'motzei Shabbos. You only make a bracha on the eish on Motzei Shabbos. Ho will sin suskhilas b'riyasehu. So thus we see there's a chiyuv to make a bracha on Eish on Motzei Shabbos. The reason, Hovul Utzchilas B'riyasehu, since this time, Motzei Shabbos, represents the origins of its creation. Regarding Yom Kippur, the Gemara Psachim mentions the following discussion. Ki ha da amar Rabbi Yamin bar Yafis, amar Rav Yochanan, mevarchin al or, we make a bracha of Bori Merei Eish on fire, bein b'Motzei Shabbos, both on Motzei Shabbos and also on Motzei Yom Kippur. And we say, V'chein amadavar, and this is the custom. So the Gemara asks, Meisvei, Ein bevarchim ala or ela b'motzei Shabbos, ho'el schilas b'yasehu. We only make a bracha on Motzei Shabbos, because that's when fire was created. And as soon as you make the bracha, as soon as you see the fire, that's when you make the bracha. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, we don't see it right away. We don't make the bracha right away. But Sojourn on the Coast, we make it when we say Havdalah. In other words, when we say Havdalah on the Coast, we have the sequence that we're familiar with. Bori Priya Gafen, Bori Mene Vesamim, Bori Maria Ish, and so on. So we see what? We have the halacha that Rabbi Yamin quotes in Rabbi Yochanan, that you make a Bori Mori Ha'esh on Motzei Shabbos. Now we have a Braisa which says that it's on Motzei Shabbos only, with a Machlokes Tanoim as to when a Motzei Shabbos do we do it? Do we do it right away or do we do it during Havdalah? But the point is, Rav Yochanan Halach Rabbi Yehuda, so we do it during Havdalah, but the point is, we see that we only do it on Motzei Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Lo Kasha, this is not a problem. Kan Ba'or Shabbos. When do we say we make a bracha on Motzei Yom Kippur? That's if you have a Ner Shabbos, a candle that literally rested throughout Yom Kippur. We'll explain what that means. Kan, the bright that says we don't make a bracha on Maria Eish on Motzei Yom Kippur, that's min Yitmei Orsh Hayotzei min Eitzim min Avonim. That's a fire that comes taken out from wood or from stones. In other words, a fire that was made. So what do we see? We see that there is both a chiyuv to make a Bori Mori Ha'esh on Motzei Shabbos and on Motzei Yom Kippur. But there is a difference. Regarding Yom Kippur, we're limited to use what is called a Ner Shabbos, On Shabbos, we don't have the limitations. What exactly is a Ner Sheshavas? So Rashi and Pesachim explains, Be'or Sheshavas, Rashi says, Shehaya b'Shabbos shedalak hayom, that it had been burning that entire Shabbos, u'mikol mokom, nonetheless, mimaleches avera Shabbos shedalak b'heter. But nonetheless, there was no malacha that was done because it was burning beheter. What does that mean? What are examples? Could go in shelchaya or shelchola. Either, let's say, a light was needed to help a woman give birth. That's totally mutter to light one. Or chola sheish bo sakana to help treat him. That's also totally mutter. Oh, and ner hadolik me'erev Yom Kippur. More if you lit a light before Yom Kippur. That's also totally mutter. So mevarachin af on Yom Kippur. That he brachu mishum didavar chidashu shelo nenem in a'or hayom. The reason why we use that Ner Sheshavas is because we didn't have any benefit from the Ner till this point. So that's why we're going to be making it over the Ner that was burning but not used on Yom Kippur. So that's what we mean the Ner Sheshavas. It was burning during the time, but it wasn't used. And in fact, the Mechaber in Siman Reish Ches Tzadi 298 writes the following, Or hayotzei me'etzim ve'avonim mevarachin alav. When it comes to Motzei Shabbos, light that comes out of fire. In other words, you strike a match, like what we do, that you can make a bracha on. Uvavavav motzei yom kippurim ein mevarachim alav. But you can't make such a bracha on Motzei Yom Kippur. Why is there a difference between Motzei Shabbos and Motzei Yom Kippur? So the answer lies in the origin of the chiyuv. As we alluded to earlier, the Gemara in Pesachim writes that Or was created on Motzei Shabbos. There are actually three different versions of this discussion brought down, first in the Bavli, in Pesachim, the Yerushalmi in Brachos, and the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer. We'll go through each of those sources quickly, pointing out there's a little subtle difference between the three of them, but each of them definitely has a component that, as the main idea, that fire itself was created on Motzei Shabbos. The Gemara in Pesachim tells us the following, Desanya, Rabbi Yossi Yomer, Shnei Devarim Alu B'machshav Ali Baros B'Erev Shabbos, V'lo Nivru La Motzei Shabbos. There were two things that were intended to be created before Shabbos, but at the end of actuality weren't created till after Shabbos. V'lo Motzei Shabbos, V'lo Motzei Shabbos, Nase HaKadosh Baruch Hu Deya Ba'Adam HaRishon, Me'in Dug Mishal Malach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Adam HaRishon a certain type of knowledge, a special type of knowledge, and he was able to take two stones and rub them together with each other. The Yotzei Mehen Or, and fire came out. So what do you see? Motzei Shabbos, the Bavli says, Adam Arishon took fire, took stones, rubbed them, and voila, fire was created. The Yerushalmi gives a slightly different origin. The Yerushalmi quotes the following. It says, Relevi B'Shem Rebbe Nazira says the following, The original light, the light of creation, served on the world and illuminated the world for 36 hours. Shtemes rei be'er Shabbos, Shtemes rei be'leli Shabbos, Shtemes rei be'Shabbos. Ve'ya'odam arishon mabit bo misofa olam atzofa. And Adam Arishon was able to literally see from one end of the world to the other one with this light. It was a tremendously physically and spiritually pure and powerful light. However, the Gemara continues on. Kevan sheyotza Shabbos, hischil mishamish hachoshech uba. When Shabbos was over, it began to get dark. V'nisyari Adam, and Adam became afraid. V'omer ilu husha kasubo, hu yishuv charosh v'yata teshufenu akev. Shema balanav shcheni. V'omer achoshef yishufeni. He thought he was going to be destroyed. He thought he was going to be killed. He thought the world was over. So Amar Rabbi Levi, says, "Biosesha zimun of Hakadosh Baruch Hu shnei rav alfim." Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave him two coals. V'ikishon zelazeh, he rubbed the two against each other. V'yotzam in aor. Uberich aleha mod borei mareish, and this is what happened. He made the borei mareish, and the Yerushalmi concludes, "Shmuel Amar lefichach mivarchem ala ish b'motzai shabaso shehi tchilas briyasa." That's the Yerushalmi's version. The Pirkei de Rabbi Lezer has a different version, where he has Ra Adam La Amud Shel Eish V'Samach Balibo. That not that he created the fire, he actually just saw a fire, and he said, V'yomer Achshav Ani Yodei Hashem Makom Imi, that Hashem is with me, U'Pashit Yodav La Ra'eish U'Berech Barim Ra'eish. Okay, Either way, it's clear that there was an element of creation of fire on Motzei Shabbos, and the bracha that we made is a reminder of this. Regarding Yom Kippur, let's get back to that Rashi we mentioned earlier, where we were talking about an Or Sheshavas. And Rashi writes again, the words are, Mishim Davar Chiddush Hu Lo, Shelo Nehne Min Or Hayom. What exactly does this mean? So, let's give the following information. On Yom Kippur, we're forbidden to use fire. As the Torah says, V'chol Melacha Lo Sa'asu Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, you can't engage in any type of work on this actual day. As opposed to regular Yontif, where we're allowed to use fire, as their Isser Melacha is formulated with the words, Lo Kol Melecha Savodah Lo Sa'asu. And we know, Achasher Yechol L'chol Nefesh U'levado Yeseh Lechem, the Heter V'chol Nefesh. And as we learned in Beitzah, Mitoch Shehutra Havara Litzarech, Huchanami Shalol Litzarech. So we know that you're allowed to use fire. So Yom Kippur is different. So what are we doing on Motzei Yom Kippur? Is we make a bracha on the fact that now it's mutter to use Eish, a change in the status from on Yom Kippur. How is the best way to use this? How is the best way to demonstrate that now fire is mutter? So what do? We take a nair, a candle that was burning on Yom Kippur but wasn't used. In other words, like a Yurtzeit candle. This agav is why people light Yurtzeit candles on Yom Kippur, even if those who aren't or are fortunate not to say Yizkor. Of course, people who say Yizkor recite Yurtzeit candles on Yom Kippur for a different reason, lighting it because of Yizkor. But even those not saying Yizkor, there's an idea of lighting a Yurtzeit candle on Yom Kippur, so you have a fire to make Havdalah with. Because again, what are we doing? We're showing this fire was burning the entire Yom Kippur, and we didn't use it. Why didn't we use it? Because we're not allowed to use fire. The fact that we're using the fire now on Motzei Yom Kippur, that tells us that fire is now mutter, and we are making the bracha on the meaningful change that is done in the status of fire, going from usser to mutter. So that's what we have. So on Yom Kippur we use it near Shabbos, and on Motzei Shabbos we don't. Now aside from the fact about the near Shabbos, is there another nafkamina between the candle that another nafkamina between the nair that we use on Motzei Shabbos and the nair which we use on Motzei Yom Kippur? So the Gemara in Dov Gimel on the base brings down the following statement: Amar Rav Yehuda Marav. If somebody doesn't have a Havdalah candle, you don't have to go ahead and look for one. You don't have to search for one. If you have one in your house, fine. If you don't have a Havdalah candle, and again, not Lavdafka, a Havdalah candle, but, you know, two wicks that together to make a bracha on, you don't have to go ahead and worry on it. You don't have to worry about it. Now, the Rashba, in looking at this Gemara, quotes the Ravid, who has the following addendum to what the Gemara says. Remember, the Gemara said, you don't have to go and look for a nair if you don't have one. If you have one, great. If you don't have one, no harm done. The Ravid, however, says, V'hani mili b'motzei Shabbos. This is only on Motzei Shabbos. Aval or sheshabbos b'yom ha-kippurim, ikal ha-memer l'mahadar. There are those say that you have to go after one and you have to look for one. L'fi shehi kibirchos havdala, because this is like the bracha of Havdalah that you're making to Hashem, or making about Hashem, that separated this day from other days. Hainu, shekol hayom hayinu asurim lishtamish bo, v'achshav anu mutarim bo. All day Yom Kippur you weren't allowed to use it, and now we're allowed to use it. The Ramban further on says that this whole idea as well. And the Ramban adds that the bracha of Bari Maria Eish is really a birchas shevach. It's a bracha of shevach that we're making to Hashem on Motzei Shabbos to thank Hashem for creating the fire. That's what we have on Motzei Shabbos. So if you don't happen to have it, that's fine. Because again, so that's what the Ramban says. The Shulchan Aruch brings down the following halacha in Siman Reish Chesadi Siv Aleph. It says, Mevarach al aner bari mera eish, im yesh lo. You make a bari mera eish if you have one, ven utzarech lach zarach harav. And you don't have to look for one if you don't have one. V'hani mili b'motzei Shabbos. But this is only on Shabbos. V'motzei Yom Kippurim. But if you're talking about Yomotzei Yom Kippur, yish omrim shemechaz zarach harav. We do say that there are those who say that you do have to look for one, and that's in fact, that is what the halacha is. Okay, so we see that there's a difference between Motzei Shabbos and Motzei Yom Kippur. However, the Prishi asks a question, and he says, we've been saying all along that there's a difference between Shabbos and Yom Kippur, because at the end of the day, the Or was created on Shabbos, Motzei Shabbos, and the Or was not created on Motzei Yom Kippur. The Habamori Maria Ish that we're making a Motzei Yom Kippur is an indication of the fact that fire was usher. Except, the Prisha says, at the end of the day, you're also not allowed to use Eish on Shabbos. And while it's true that we're making the bracha, or the idea about making the bracha, is because we want to give Shevach to Hashem about in terms of that the fire was created. Nonetheless, at the end of the day, it was still also to be used on Shabbos. So why are we making a chiluk, and why saying that on Yom Kippur we weren't allowed to use the fire? Now you're allowed to use the fire. You have to go ahead and search for an Eish while on Shabbos, just because the fire was created there. You don't have it. It's just a Berachos HaShevach, and you're missing the Berachos HaShevach. So that's the question that the Prisha asks. He gives an answer, but I wanted to focus on a different answer. This answer was brought down in the name of Rav Yaakov. And Rav Yaakov is actually speaking about an answer that the Magen Avraham gives to this question. And the Magen Avraham writes, Ki b'motzei yom kippur mevarchim al ner sheshavas, l'horos sheyom zekadosh mishar yom tov. That adds a little bit different. Adds a little subtlety. And he says that we want to make sure to show that Yom Kippur is different than any other Yom Tov. Shenesar lahavir or. That you're not allowed to go ahead and light fire. Rav Yaakov adds and explains the following. That really, what is the whole idea of Havdalah? The idea of Havdalah is to sanctify and declare the Kedusha of Shabbos, both when it comes in and when it leaves. We do it on beginning of Shabbos with Kiddush, and we do it on Motzei Shabbos with Havdalah. And in Havdalah, we specifically mention the Kedusha of Shabbos. We say, Ben Yom HaShvi'i, the Sheish Yishmei HaMasa, and it's very clear that we're making that distinction. But Yom Kippur, we know, is a different type of Kedusha than all the other Yom Tovim. And when we speak about Havdalah and Yom Kippur, we also have to go ahead and mention the Kedusha that Yom Kippur has over other Yom Tovim too. It's not just Yom HaShvi'i L'Sheish Yishmei HaMasa. And if you look at the text of Yom Kippur's Havdalah, the text of Yom Kippur's Havdalah is the same as it is on a regular Motzei Shabbos. So we're not making anything different. So what do we do to indicate that Yom Kippur's Kedusha is different? Rav Yaakov says that's why we use the Eish. Because the truth is, making the bracha on the Eish, i.e. the Ner Shabbos, is the way that we show and distinguish that Yom Kippur is different than all other Yom Tovim. This Havdalah that you're having as a Yom Kippur Havdalah is declared or is designated a Yom Kippur Havdalah by the fact that we're making a bracha on an Eish. Which is why the Eish on Yom Kippur is actually an integral part of the Havdalah. Because had you not had the Eish, you're not making a distinction between Yom Kippur and any other Yontif. We don't say we need this by Shabbos, because Shabbos already has the higher Kedusha than all the Yom Tovim. It's Bein Yom HaShvi'i L'Sheish Yishmei HaMasa. We don't need the Eish to demonstrate it. So therefore, since the Mechayiv of Eish on Motzei Yom Kippur is there to tell us that what? That this is a different day than any other Yontif, and it's part of the integral part of the Havdalah. So, just like we have to be Mechazer after any Mitzvah, we are also. On Shabbos, though, it's true that Shabbos was usher and using a fire, that we know. But that's not what we need to do in Havdalah. Because we're already distinguishing that, we're already mentioning that when we say the regular Havdalah. The fact, therefore, Rav Yaakov concludes, is the reason why we're having the Eish on Motzei Shabbos is then not because it's part of Havdalah, but because of the other reason. That other reason being that fire was created. With that being the case, and it's only being a Berachas HaShevach, there therefore is no reason to be Mechazer after the Eish on Shabbos if you don't have one. So thus we see that not all fires are created equal. the motzi baremira ish on Yom Kippur, a motzi Yom Kippur, is part of the actual Havdalah, while the one on motzi Shabbos is a shevach to the fact that Havdalah, that the ish was created. And of course, the biggest difference, besides being a Ner Shavas, is if you don't have one on Yom Kippur, you got to get one. On Motzei Shabbos, you don't. Kol Tov.